Impact Driven Entrepreneur, episode 125, Sales Objections and How to Overcome Them Like a Coach so that you don't have to feel pushy or sleazy. And in this episode, just like any other, make sure you use headphones because I do swear just a tad. I only said one word, but I always want to warn you in case your kids are around. All right, have an awesome time listening to this.
Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Join the community over at impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community, and you can access our free Facebook community, which gives you access to a wonderful array of impact-driven entrepreneurs just like you who are out there making a difference in the world with their business. Join the movement, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community. Plus, every single day, Monday through Friday, we give you daily motivational affirmations to help you get into the right mindset for making the biggest income and impact possible with your business. We also do every single Thursday a Facebook Live training exclusively for you, usually based off of your questions. So get your questions answered, get the support that you deserve, and join us in the free community, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community. I'll see you there. Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. In this episode, we're talking all about overcoming sales objections. So I was so excited to do this episode for you because this is something that I taught to the Impact Formula members over a year ago, right about this time right now, about a year ago. And I think that for many of the members in it, it really opened their eyes to overcoming objections in a way that was more loving, that was more supportive, and that really made sense for them. And so I wanted to bring this episode based on some of the teachings that I did over there. And I also wanted to talk about phone sales, because what I'm noticing is, so the entrepreneurs, the coaches that I see struggling the most are the ones that resist phone sales the most. And when you're selling coaching, the easiest way to do that is through a combination of sales and marketing, right? And you've heard me talk about that on this podcast, and I've built my entire, you know, profitable impact formula model on the fact that you want to have both marketing and sales. If you look at any successful companies out there, right, like the 7, the 8-figure companies, even in tech, right? So if you look at HubSpot and if you look at Dropbox or Facebook, all of these huge 8-figure companies are ones that are using sales teams and sales because it works and it recession proofs your business, right? Like, people are all hyped up about the recession right now. How do you overcome that? You do sales. Why? Because it builds genuine relationships and you have more certainty in what you're bringing in. And so you want to combine marketing and sales. You don't want to do either one in an isolated manner because it's going to be an uphill, an upstream battle. But instead, you want to combine both. And so, again, like I said, most of the people I see really, really struggling are the ones that are avoiding sales and selling on calls like the plague. They're like, I have an online business, which means I don't have to talk to people, which means I can just go and post and hide and hope that someone buys my stuff. And I know that if you're listening to the show and you've listened to the show for a long time, this is probably not you. And yet sometimes when we really want to help people, we can get into the fact that we know sales is service, but then there's a part of us that's still kind of like, oh my God, but I also just can't fully embrace it, or I want to break from it. I want to not be selling all the time and that kind of thing. And that will really slow you down because then you're like losing all of that momentum that you have. So money comes from sales. The point of business is to sell and to make money and to exchange goods and value for services and products, right? So when we're in business, our goal is to make as much money as possible, right? And that is the lifeblood that allows us to serve, allows us to help our clients. And like we've talked about, most of you already know that. Most of you are like, yeah, I know sales is service logically. I just cannot fully embody that. And I can't like fully like embrace it. And so I just want to invite any of you who are still feeling a little stuck on this topic to open up the possibility that there is a different way to do it, right? When you are selling, you don't have to come about it from this like negative place or from this place that feels unauthentic or unloving or any of that. And that's what this episode's really going to help you to do. It's going to help you to overcome the sales objections, but from a methodology of coaching, because that is how I have done it. That is how I have felt the best doing it. And that's how I teach my clients to do it. Because I think, especially since most of you are coaches or want to be coaches, right? Whether like we have some people who are like bookkeepers and financial people, but they're like moving towards more coaching type offers for their group program and for scaling their business. So if that's you, right, there's a part of you that already is very good at helping to see people's, you know, belief systems and their truths and like how you can help them. And you know the value of helping someone long term versus just trying to coach them on a sales call, right? And so you are the type of person that's going to want to help them long term. And therefore, you're willing to sell on these calls. So what I want to talk about today is how to go about this and how to think about this in a completely different way. Also, let's talk about the introvert story. So I don't know if you know this. I don't know if I've talked openly about this that much on the podcast, but I'm like the biggest introvert in the whole world. And yet I go out there and I sell, and I have for years. Like, I started doing sales when I was in college because I wanted to make more money than I would be able to make like working just regular retail. And so I did, you know, jobs where I would get base plus commission. And that was like so wonderful to me. I loved the opportunity of like uncapping my income and getting to decide how much money I would be making. And I remember like there were good weeks that would come and I was like making more money than I was going to make once I became a nurse and I graduated with my degree, and thinking like, am I really going to do this? Like, this is so fun, right? Sales is fun and sales can help me to like make more money. Why don't I just still kind of do this, right? And it also like ignited all my entrepreneurial like love and joy, etc. But, you know, I came from this background of like, you have to go to school and you have to get more degrees and like, then you have to get a really stable job and sales, like the income fluctuates. And like all of those limiting beliefs is how I was raised and operated in my household. So it was hard for me to see the other side of it because I was so ingrained in the culture around me. So the reason I'm sharing all of that with you is because we come up with these stories like, I'm an introvert. And it's the same exact thing, right? It's the same exact thing where it doesn't have to be the truth that if you're an introvert, you can't sell. In fact, I believe that as an introvert, you have a superpower that honestly, for extroverts, they have to overcome. And that is that you are a very good listener. And that is 99% of sales is being a very, very good listener. And so what I find with my extroverted clients, sometimes on calls, because we do in my one-on-one coaching packages, I actually listen to my clients' calls because I think it's so important and it's a part of mastery, which is what most of my program is really based off. It's based off of you mastering the system you decide to go with and like becoming a master at it. And so I'll listen to their calls and I'm like, oh my gosh, like we were talking way too much, right? If they're really, really extroverted, they're trying to do all the talking. When really on a sales call, you want to be doing all the listening. You don't want to be talking too much. If you're talking too much on a sales call, you're probably going to lose the call or like lose the sale. So, all right. So back to the introverted thing, right? What stories are you telling yourself that prevent you from overcoming, like from selling? Is it like, I don't want to be pushy during the objection phase, or, you know, once they object once, I'm just going to like leave it because I don't want to be pushy. I had someone tell me the other day, like, I don't want to follow up because if I follow up, then it might mean that I'm pushy and bothering people and I don't want to bother people. And I think about, you know, my kids, for example, and how freaking persistent they are. Like, they are so persistent. And like that, I think, is how we are born. It's just that we are cultured into, or like led to believe, that that's not normal. That's not good. That is bothering someone, right? When really we are persistent creatures. We are people who want to talk and have human connection with others, right? And we want to have genuine relationships with others. And we want to be good listeners and be part of a tribe and a community. And the beauty of that is that sales allows you a vehicle to serve your people in this higher way when it's approached in the way that I'm going to teach you in this episode. So the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to sales objections is that the sale happens way before people get on the phone. So when I talk about how marketing and sales are like two sides of the same coin, and you want to like have a focus on both, not just one, it's because of this. It's because the sale happens way before the phone call. So oftentimes when we're talking about overcoming objections, the first thing people say is like, well, they said they couldn't afford it on the phone. And then when we take a deeper look at their entire business and their entire like customer success journey, what we discover is that there was never like the foundation there that was overcoming the objections beforehand. There was not the education and the showing the value beforehand. And so those are the pieces that are missing oftentimes when we are trying to just close on the sale and the sale on the call. And that is what makes it feel pushy when we are on the receiving end. And so if you've ever like experience this on the receiving end and you're like, I don't know where, like they were so pushy and like I didn't feel like I was being heard or whatever, like whatever the situation was, I want you to think about, did you experience and understand and know everything about what you were going to get into before that call? Or was it like all of a sudden like dumped on you? And that is a big difference maker in the ability to close your sales, is when you are preparing people way, 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 way before they ever get on the phone with you. So that's the first one. The second thing is you want to coach people to a decision. So oftentimes what I see clients doing, especially coaches, is that they want to help people so much that they try to just solve all the problems on the call, or they'll try to coach even if it's like one or two problems, like their next step. I see this happening all the time with people who are struggling with sales. They're like, well, I mean, I told them what to do next and I told them that I would help them with the rest. And it's like, well, if you're telling them what to do next, here's the thing. When someone is unconsciously incompetent, so there's like different levels of competence and like getting to the place where you can master a skill. So I want you to think about your potential clients and where they are when they come in to talk to you. Their clients, there are some that are unconsciously incompetent. They don't have any fucking clue what they're doing, and they have no idea that they have no fucking clue what they're doing. So those people are probably not going to buy from you because they don't even know that there's a problem. Then they go into conscious incompetence. That means they're aware that they don't know everything, but they're still unsure what everything really is. But they're starting to see that like, oh, there's a lot more to this than what I had initially imagined, right? And then there's conscious competence. They're like, okay, I'm doing the thing. Like I'm going through and I'm doing the thing, but I'm still needing to check my work. And like, you know, you're riding the bike, but you're not like riding a triathlon, right? Like there's a difference there. And then unconscious competence is where like, it's like the back of your hand. Like you don't even have to worry about it. You don't even have to think about it. It's like totally autopilot. Okay. So when people come to purchase from you, they're most likely in that unconscious or that conscious incompetence. They're aware that they don't know everything, and they're starting to become more and more aware of the fact that they don't know everything about this topic and that you know a lot about this topic more than they do. But here's what happens. When you give them one or two next steps, what they are completely incompetent to understand is that that's two steps of like 5 miles. And they think that they can just go take those two steps and that they're going to be closer to the solution. They're going to be closer to the goal, or perhaps that like that's the two steps that you're going to give them and like that's it. So what happens when you coach on a call is you actually remove people's ability to actually progress further down through their goal because they are unaware of what they don't know. And because of that, they think they got the whole solution and they're going to run with it. And it's a complete disservice to that client. You want to coach to a decision, not to a problem. And here's what I mean by that. You want to understand what it is that they're going through and help them to make a decision on that call. And one of the things I've noticed too, like in doing mock calls for sales calls and stuff with clients in our group, is that they're like, well, I just didn't even like what I think is happening is I'm not driving the call, right? Like you're not in the driver's seat on the call. And also what I've noticed people say is like, but I wasn't also driving to my program. And that is what I mean. You want to control the conversation and you want to drive them towards a decision. Now, it's okay if the decision is no. If you know how to book calls, if you know how to market and sell, it doesn't matter. If you get on 20 calls and 2 of them close and you know that's your close ratio, right? Like, or whatever, it doesn't really matter, right? If you know like you have a 50% close ratio, let's say, and so you're going to do 20 calls. So far, 2 have closed and you already have some lined up and you already have more ways and ideas of how you're going to line up more. Well, then it doesn't matter if this next one closes. You know it's a 50% close rate. So what happens is if we are so focused on closing any single one and like controlling who closes, we kind of let off this like super needy vibe. When instead you want to think in terms of abundance, in terms of I totally got this and I'm totally willing to get shut down for the percentage that I'm going to get shut down for, because that is the game we're playing, right? So those are like my ideas and my things I wanted to say about this. Do not coach clients to coach them to their next step, but you do want to coach them to a decision. And even if that decision is no, you want to help them to make an empowered decision with you on the call. Now, sometimes the decision is like, I need to run this by my spouse or something like that, right? And in those situations, the decision could be, let's get on another phone call next week. Let's do a decision call. And I literally call it a decision call. And I'm like, let's do a decision call next week. This is the time and date for that decision call. And like, you know, that could be the final call before, you know, for them to enroll. But you want to help drive towards that decision. Now, all right, so I'm going to summarize things a little bit. Number one, closing the sale begins way before people get on the phone with you. Like way. Don't wait until you have someone on the phone to try to close the sale. You want to always be closing like those old 80s sayings on sales trainings would teach you. Always be closing. Next, you want to be actively closing like on your marketing material. Like you want to set it all up and make sure there's enough education and all of that and the marketing so that it like makes the sales easier. Next, you want to use your superpower of coaching, but not to coach the client to their next step or to give them their next step or anything like that. Instead, you want to help coach them and drive them towards a decision. And that decision can either be yes or no to working with you. It could also be to do another call where you're going to do a decision call. All right, so now let's take a little break and do a testimonial read through. So this was from an anonymous writer, and she wrote 5 stars, he or she wrote 5 stars, solid advice. Mariana is a great podcast host to listen to. I love the content provided, and I'm also an online entrepreneur growing my business through a group program. I would love to invite you to go ahead and leave a rating and a review. It helps us to get the show into the hands of more impact-driven entrepreneurs like you who are working on increasing your income and impact and helping more people. All right, so the final thing that I want to say about overcoming sales objections like a coach is to dismantle beliefs that prevent the sale. So when you're looking at belief change, right, when you're looking at people's stickiness factor with their beliefs, what happens is they have a lot of beliefs that may or may not be conducive to buying from you. And if you've ever done any kind of marketing training at all, you do this, right? Like, I remember one of the first marketing trainings I ever did was on launches and doing product launches. And one of the first things they said is like, what do these people need to believe, understand, and know in order to make buying from me a no-brainer? So we know this from marketing, right? But the question is, are we actually dismantling objections on the call, or are we just trying to trample over them? And the trampling over is what happens when you feel that on the receiving end and you're like, holy cow, this person feels pushy. It's because they didn't do the things we're going to talk about in this framework that I'm going to teach you on this call. So what I want you to do is first brainstorm all of the most common objections you get. They're probably things like, I don't have time, I don't have money. And then you also have ones that are like specific to what you do or specific to what your program, product, or service is all about, right? So if you teach something on, say, like Facebook video, you may have people say, but I'm not techie, or I don't know how to edit video. If you teach on Facebook ads, right, you may say, but I don't have any money to spend on Facebook ads. This is what people may say. And so you want to overcome objections that are both product specific and just general objections that everybody will give you. Next, you want to use our 4-part process for dismantling objections that we teach you inside of the Impact Formula. And it's basically an acronym, and it's called ACRE. So the first thing you want to do is acknowledge. You want to acknowledge what they're feeling. Number 2, you want to get curious and you want to ask deeper questions to try to understand where this belief is coming from. And number 3 is you want to reframe that belief. And number 4, you want to move them towards a decision. So that is the ACRE system. So acknowledge, get curious, reframe, and evoke a decision. So that is the 4-part framework to overcoming any objection. I hope you found this valuable. I hope you get out there and sell your program. The easiest way, like I said, to sell your program is really going to be through sales and marketing combined. You want to use both together. And as you're planning your group program launch, you want to look at, when am I going to do sales calls and how do I make this all work and coordinate with the start dates and the people coming in and all of that. But don't let any of that stop you. You can get so creative here. You can get really, really in tune to your ideal client and provide so much value if you want a little bit of a longer window between when your program sales calls gathering are, or like the first few people that come in, and then your start date. So don't let any of that get in your way. Get really dialed into your sales calls and overcome sales objections like a coach. drive people to a decision, start marketing and talking about your program in a way that closes the sale way before they ever get on the phone with you. And lastly, use the Acre system to overcome any sales objection in a loving, caring way that acknowledges your people and doesn't make them feel like they have just been like squandered on or pushed in a negative way. Also, I want to say, right, like when you listen and in tune and like do all of the Acre system all the way, I want you to imagine how much better off that coaching relationship will be when you begin working together, once they have already felt supported with you, once you've already given them those reframes and they're already starting to get those like mindset shifts that are necessary through the buying process that allow them to then go all in on their goal. So again, sales is such a beautiful thing because it allows people to commit in a bigger way to the goals that they have for their life and to finally make the steps to getting what they want. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with a friend so that they can get the value from it as well. A couple of announcements. We are open right now for the Profitable Impact Formula, and we would love to have you. We are accepting applications. So go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/impact-formula to read all about the program as well as apply for a strategy session if you want to. If you're ready to go, you're like, I've been waiting for the doors for this to open, go ahead and sign up now. Otherwise, we can set up a call and we can talk about working together and what that might look like for your business specifically. All right, I hope you have an amazing, amazing day and I will chat with you next time. Bye. Get daily mindset strategy and support to grow your business for free. Join our community, the Coaching for Impact community on Facebook. Just go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community to join.